It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo. And we're going to visit with Lydia Seussner. Lydia is a physical therapist. Actually just started at CCM Health not too long ago. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning, Paul.
I want our listeners to know that Lydia and I know each other pretty well, don't we?
Yeah, many years.
Yeah. Lydia, tell our listeners, you graduated from Mineota High School, right?
Yeah, I graduated from Mineota High School in 2019. And then I went on to get my bachelor's in exercise science from SMSU in Marshall, as well as a strength and conditioning certificate. And then I've spent the last 3 years at Briarcliff University in Sioux City working on my doctorate of physical therapy.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Yeah, Lydia won a state championship, correct me if I'm wrong, both in basketball and volleyball at Mineota, didn't you?
Yep.
What was that experience like for you, Lydia?
It was awesome.
Yeah, and you got a couple Player of the Game t-shirts too, right, from me.
Absolutely. They're part of my t-shirt quilt.
Oh, is that right? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a quilt too with all my t-shirts and state championships and stuff like that too. So that's good to know. Yeah, yeah. It was fun following you guys in high school and going down the cities, and it's a great experience to participate in a state tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, I was very fortunate.
Yeah, who are some of the other your other teammates on your team?
I played with Morgan Cockleman, Lizzie Gillingham, and Morgan and Abby Hennin for basketball, and then Sydney Larson for volleyball.
Okay, yeah, fun times, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lydia, let's talk about being a physical therapist. Why did you choose this career?
I chose PT because it allows me the opportunity to build relationships and serve a wide variety of people. And we all move in some way or another. So just allowing people to get back to their lives and the things that are important to them.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to go to physical therapy when you're an athlete?
Yeah, so my first experience of physical therapy, I was in eighth grade, and I got a concussion.
Oh, okay. Oh, you go to a physical therapist for concussions too, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of a wide variety of sports injuries, and then pretty much anything, muscles, bones.
Yeah. Okay, Lydia, tell us, what is the difference between occupational therapy and physical therapy?
So there's kind of a little bit of overlap, but occupational focuses more on like your day-to-day tasks, where physical therapy focuses more on getting you stronger to be able to get up easier from a chair.
Okay.
All right. Kind of unique to each person.
Right. Yep. I just got done with physical therapy, so I'm, again, I go up there for, I'm a senior citizen, you know, Lydia, so I go up there for my balance. And they really do a nice job. So
yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So what's the most common reason people come to physical therapy then?
So it kind of depends on the age. So we see anywhere from babies to people in their 90s.
Okay.
So for babies, you're looking at more of like a baby that has a directional preference. So they have one side they like to look to, or basically any kids that are behind on milestones. And then most of your older adults are just strength and maintaining the mobility they have. They still can do the things they want. And all of that kind of plays into helping decrease the risk of falls for people. Balance, like you had said.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's summertime. It's hot out. What injuries do you see most often during the summer, would you say?
During the summer recently with the big popularity of pickleball, a lot of kind of overuse injuries.
Yeah, my son-in-law down in the cities, he blew his Achilles tendon out playing pickleball. You wouldn't think that, but he did.
Yeah.
So, should athletes play through pain, Lydia? What do you think about
that? It depends. There's always a good reason to get your pain checked out. to make sure. I mean, there's your common like muscle soreness, stuff like that you get normally from playing, but if it's something that's kind of persistent and lasting a while, it's a good thing to get checked out before a more serious injury occurs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Seems like a lot of people have knee injuries now. What can athletes do to reduce the risk of like an ACL injury? Can they do anything?
Well, that's a lot of like just the mechanics and looking at the way people land when they jump, as well as just making sure their muscles are strong, and actually some of their hip muscles are strong as well, just to prevent them from kind of, there's like a certain position your knee collapses into when you tear your ACL. Mm-hmm. So making sure when they're squatting and landing and stuff that we're avoiding that position.
I would guess stretching before and after an activity is very helpful, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Making sure you get a proper warm-up and cool-down, and throughout the season you're taking care of things. So if you're sore, making sure you ice.
Ice?
Yeah.
Okay. Put ice on after you work out or what?
Yeah, so if you're, like, if you have a sore shoulder from playing volleyball, it's always good to kind of ice after you play.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time with ice.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, let's talk about senior citizens, and I'm one of them. Like I just mentioned, I just got done with my physical therapy to improve my balance. So how can physical therapy help improve balance and prevent falls?
Can work on, there's a couple different elements that come into like falls. So obviously you have to have good strength and just being aware of kind of what you're doing, and then as well as like your balance. So to improve your balance, we have to challenge you. So it's safest to kind of challenge your balance when you're with someone and kind of doing different things that are virtually harder than what you're going to encounter on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend kind of any exercises for senior citizens to maintain like their independence as we age so we can stay in our home? Any exercises that come to mind?
One of the main ones is, I think of, is just going from sitting to standing, because it's something you do a lot of times throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And it works like many muscles in your body.
Okay.
As far as balance exercises, it's really something you kind of want an assessment of to make sure that you're safe at home before you go and try a bunch of balance exercises.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Lydia Seussner. Lydia's a physical therapist at CCM Health, and giving us some really great information here. Let's talk about arthritis. Can physical therapy really help arthritis, Lydia?
So, we directly can't change the joint space, right? Arthritis is kind of the narrowing of the joint space, kind of essentially bone on bone is what people are told.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about movement and like physical therapy can help find people ways to move, and when people move, it kind of helps put like fluid in their joint.
Okay.
People would say motion is lotion.
Yep.
So it can kind of help reduce it. Obviously, it depends kind of on the severity of the arthritis. When you're looking in your more severe cases, that's when people are looking on joint replacements.
Right.
Which is also something we see.
Well, I'll share a little personal story here, Lydia. The reason I was going to physical therapy is because, well, I was told that I'm sitting too much at my office, in my office at work, in my car. I sit a lot in gyms. I need to move more, and that was the reason maybe for my balance, and it's really helped to go out for a walks regularly during the day, and it's really helped my balance. So that really helped. So what would you say to office workers like myself that sit all day? Get up and move, huh?
Sometimes it's like, for me, and with someone that does more office work, or even me when I was a student, I would try to, like, instead of going to the bathroom that was the closest to me, maybe walk to a bathroom that was further away, or when I walk in the morning, instead of picking the parking spot right in front of the door, to park a little further away so I get a couple extra steps in that way.
Oh, that's good advice. Yeah, good. Well, Lydia, let's take somebody for your first appointment. What happens during a person's first appointment with you?
So your first appointment, you'll be scheduled with a physical therapist, and you'll come in. We'll basically gather a bunch of information, and then we'll create goals that are tailored to you and the things that are important to you, and then we'll kind of develop a plan in which how we're going to get there. And most people will be sent home with a home exercise program, which are things we go through with you that you can work on, and then we'll continue to see you with our team. We have a team of PTAs that we work with as well. So you'll be kind of scheduled, and we'll monitor your progress and just make sure everything is going well. And then as we kind of go throughout your plan of care, we'll help to progress those exercises and continue to kind of add exercises to address the deficits that are still there.
Okay, real good. So you need a referral to in order to see you then?
Yes, you have to get a referral from your doctor.
Okay. All right. All right, Lydia. Well, a wealth of information there. Thank you. Before I let you go, I know you only started, a couple weeks ago at CCM Health, but what do you like working there? Why'd you choose CCM Health?
I chose CCM because it's really like a small town hospital where they're working to provide patients with the best care, and everyone here is super friendly and nice, helpful, and just want the best for the patients.
All right, real good, Lydia. Thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday, and nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
We had some good memories, right? Back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I still have the recording of when we beat Tracy my junior year, and you were announcing and recording from the scores table.
Oh, I remember that in volleyball, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, you set, Morgan Cockleman set you for the kill to upset Tracy that in the section finals, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
All right. That's Lydia Seussner, a physical therapist at CCM Health there in Montevideo. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.